All today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you as we launch an hour number two of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Let's go back to John in California. He'd only had a few seconds before we had to go to the news, so I wanted to make sure that he really had a chance to explain the question that he was asking. So, if John, if you could just recap for everybody just tuning in and our radio affiliates across the country, what were you getting at?
Well, basically, I was getting at house alarms, and if they were to go off, you know, by accident or by, you know, however they go off, if that gives police the probable cause to enter the home, and if, you know, it's like, say, someone, you know, if they are required to, I'm sure, like, ADT and certain other home security, like Brinks or whatever, they're going to, you know, have people call up and ask, you know, on the phone, but they're also going to call, you know, they're going to ask for a password or whatnot, and then they're going to ask the police to come out if no one answers or whatnot. But does that give them the right to enter the house?
It's an excellent question.
I'm not sure that whether it gives them the right from a philosophical standpoint to enter the house, but it does, you know, from a practical standpoint, I think the chances are very good that they will enter the house.
There is something called, I think it's called the doctrine of exigent circumstances when it comes to the police, or something similar to that, to paraphrase it. And essentially it says that, you know, in the event that there's some sort of emergency circumstance, that they do have the ability to come into your home. Usually it's applied to a situation where, you know, there's a manhunt for a murderer or somebody who just robbed a convenience store and they think that he might be holed up in your house. They have the ability to come in based on that sort of flimsy excuse, and so it would seem that would sort of fall under the exigent circumstances excuse that, well, somebody called and said that there's an alarm
but
here.
But you won't consider it a flimsy excuse if somebody calls 911 going, and then that's it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's when you want the police to enter. Can it be a problem?
Except when
sure
they think you're the suspect.
If you've got your if you've got a big bag of pot sitting on your coffee table, you know, and your alarm just happened to go off because you were smoking a giant joint or something like that. Yeah, it's going to be a problem. But
well,
you know,
essentially, doesn't it give them the right? I mean, if like say they knew of a house that had an alarm and they knew the couple or a person wasn't there, they could just you know, maybe break a window and say, oh, well, a burglar, you know, and just show up a little later and say, hey, oh, I was just you know, doing my job.
They could easily socially engineer the police. I think that's a possibility.
Well, you know, that's the idea, is that the police are there to protect us. I mean, that's the line that we're given. And certainly there are instances where cops abuse their power, and, you know, you hope that it doesn't happen to you, I guess.
Yeah, well, it makes a great argument to say, well, that's why we should have firearms to protect ourselves.
Well, yes, but if you have an alarm system and it goes off, you're essentially asking the police to come to your house and check it out. I mean, that is the reason that people get a home security system. So I have to say, I think it's pretty reasonable for the police to come and at least ask to come in.
Because that's what you've subscribed to when you sign up for the service. And I think it would be best if you actually asked ADT or one of those companies what exactly is the protocol. If an alarm goes off, you know, what can and can't the police do? That would be the best way to get really accurate information as opposed to three talk show hosts speculating on what would happen. But nonetheless, you know, I agree with you, Nick, that if you've got something you don't want the cops to find, don't hire one of those services, you know? That's it, and that's what you got to deal with.
I mean, I imagine they'd ask to come in, because I've been at a house where the police showed up and they claimed that a 911 call had gone out, which we'd been there for hours and hadn't even picked up the phone. But there are computer errors and things that happen like that. But he just asked if we'd mind if he came in and looked around, and we said no, because there wasn't...
Yes, you do mind, you mean?
No, we said you can come in.
Oh, really?
Because there was nothing.
He asked, but it might be just to get you out of the way, because the police be remiss if, say, a 911 call comes in and, you know, there's the holler of somebody who's clearly in distress, and then they, you know, they don't get anything else off the line. And somebody comes to the door when they go up to the door of the house of the address they got, and somebody comes to the door and says, nope, there's no problem here, officer. Thanks for checking. No, you can't look around. See you later. Bye. You know, and send them off. Wouldn't the police be remiss if that, in fact, was the murderer and you were just lying there gasping your last breath behind the door?
They would be remiss, but at the same time, if it was an accidental 911 or 911 call, then does that give them the ability to come in? Are you suggesting they should be able to just come in?
I'm not suggesting anything. I'm suggesting that there are problems with state-sponsored security system.
That's
and
true. They don't know their customers.
You know, you've got to, and if you're doing something that you don't want the cops to see, you better be careful. That's what I'm suggesting.
John, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. You know, I think that's an important point that you're making, Mark, that there's sort of this blurry gray area of, well, what will they do? Will they investigate far enough? Could somebody be in danger as a result of them dropping the ball?
I'm thinking about the house that I used to own in Florida, and I used to have a roommate, and he would lock his door when he left. He had a key lock on his door. And what would happen if that 911 call went out from my house? Supposedly, I didn't have a landline to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
But suppose the 911 call went out from there, and the cops wanted to come in, and I let them search around the house, and they're like, what's behind this locked door? Well, that's my roommate's room. He doesn't. He locks it and doesn't want people to go in. Now, what if my roommate was growing pot in the closet? I don't know.
Sure.
Then
and you didn't know.
So what can the cops do? Can they push? You know, knock that door open? It's just a little interior door. You know, it's hollow core. Wouldn't be too difficult for them to knock that baby open.
It's an excellent question. And I think when it comes to, we haven't really discussed the idea of private police in a while. And I think this could tie in pretty easily to that discussion, in that if you're dealing with some sort of private insurance company that, or protection agency or whatever you want to call it, that you had hired to perform certain tasks for you, like keep your house safe and respond to alarms and that sort of thing.
You could just as easily, instead of hiring ADT, you could just as easily hire Wackenhut or whatever.
And whoever it would be.
They'd send their own security guards there, and they would follow your instructions.
Not only that, but they'd also, it probably would be important for them to verify who you are. Just as the police want to know what your identity is, the private police may also want to know that, but what they might have on file is some information you've submitted previously.
Mm-hmm.
That way, instead of, Nick, if you're at a friend's house and you're hanging out, somebody accidentally dials 911 and the cops come over and you show them your ID, it's not your name that's on the house, and there could be confusion.
All the more questions.
There could be you're a suspect now. I mean, that could be a mess. Whereas if you had hired a private service, obviously when it comes to companies satisfying customers, they have to go above and beyond the call of duty in order to compete in the marketplace. Unlike our police today, who it doesn't really matter how bad of a job they do, they're going to get their paycheck anyway. So I'm just imagining here, what are some of the things that a private police agency could do to ensure that they've got the right person at the right house? Well, I was thinking maybe you could have like your picture on file with the cops, or with the private police, rather, and you could say, okay, well, here are the, when you sign up for their service, they ask you, who's in your household? Well, my wife and my son, and here are their pictures, and here are their descriptions, and you give all that information to the private police agency. That way, if they show up to one of these alarm calls and somebody answers the door, they've got the pictures of the people that are supposed to be in the house. Or if you go out on vacation or something like that, you're going to have a house sitter in. Send that house sitter's picture into the police, the private police. That way they know at all times who is supposed to be there.
If it's a private company, you also don't have the concern that they're going to find drugs or find anything that's yours that you'd otherwise be worried about the police finding. Because if they're contracted with you, they're not going to care what you have. They're just going to be checking to make sure nothing's going on and
safety.
You're satisfied.
Right. That's what they want is to make sure that you're okay and that the right people who is supposed to be in the house is actually indeed in the house. You won't ever get that level of service from government police. And it's just amazing that people continue to think that, we can't let the marketplace handle policing. It's too important. I think if we let the marketplace handle policing and, peace officer jobs, then we'd have all kinds of wonderful developments. We'd have innovation for the first time ever in the world of policing. And who knows what that innovation and competition could bring as far as people having a nice feeling of safety in the places that they live, more so now than they do today.
Well, I have some doubts about private policing taking over completely, but in this circumstance with security for your private home, I think it's it's completely workable, and it would probably be a superior system.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Mark's got a batch of emails on the way, and we'll take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. August 3rd, 2007, gold $667. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $688.50, $337.70 for half, $169.85 for quarter. That's $688.50, $337.70, and $169.85. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders is skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first, until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, it's your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
and Mark.
Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. Lori is our newest Shriner. You can see her and all of the other ladies, the dozens of them from around the world that have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And I tell you, when it rains, it pours sometimes with the new Shriners coming in. I just put Lori up on the site, and 2 days later, I've got another one waiting in my inbox. So that's a good little problem to have. Hopefully, we'll get her up by the end of the week. Nonetheless, moving on here, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses. Support Free Talk Live.
As we go to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to Bill in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Bill. Hello, Bill. Bill in Michigan going once. Bill in Michigan going twice. Let's move to Clifford in Arizona. Clifford, you're on Free Talk Live. Clifford. Hello.
How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk about sports. You know, I hate to change the subject, guys.
That's okay. It's Free Talk Live, so you can bring up anything.
It's like, you guys were talking. You had a great conversation. I'm really sorry.
Sorry for what?
Changing the subject.
Go ahead. I mean, what do you want to talk about?
All right. Sorry.
If you say sorry one more time, I'm going to let you go, Bill. What is on your mind?
Now you're yelling at me.
Don't start crying. Oh, my goodness. Come here, Bill. I'll hold you.
It's Clifford. Get his damn name right.
Clifford. Whatever.
You're making the guy cry.
Like the big red dog. Are you still there? Oh, poor baby.
That was great.
Let's go to John in Vermont. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind, John?
Penises.
All right. Goodbye. 800-259-9231. Wow, they're on force tonight, huh? Anyway, let's go to the email box, Mark.
Okay. Sorry, I wasn't quite ready. Just 1 second.
Well, you need to have these things ready when I ask you to have them ready.
Okay,
soon.
Stick it. It says, I've got an email here from Sam. He says, I've been a fairly regular listener of Free Talk Live over the past several months, and I've learned many things. But in many ways, listening to your show has merely reinforced many of my beliefs. It may surprise you, or not, that I'm a practicing Mormon. I've heard a few comments on your show about warmongering Mormons like Glenn Beck. I want to set the record straight like any religion. So I suppose Mormons come in many stripes. But the principle of freedom, or God-given free agency, as it's called in the Book of Mormon, is absolutely central to our belief. Man is unique among God's creations in that he is the only creature to whom God granted the freedom to choose whether to obey the laws he has given us. A rock can't choose whether or not to obey the law of gravity. A man can choose whether or not he will obey the moral law. Also, the principle of defensive war is a recurring theme in the Book of Mormon. So I guess he wanted to clear that up for us. And then going on to a second issue that he had. On another note, I've heard you talk about the fact that you chose to stop paying self-employment taxes last year.
I thought it was Social Security taxes.
Social Security, and I don't know what he means by self-employment. I have not. Now, you don't pay taxes at all.
No. I pay property taxes.
You pay property taxes. I don't pay Social Security. It's not a tax.
Right. When you're self-employed, there are several taxes you have to pay. Social Security, there's Medicare, and then there's income tax, correct?
I don't even know. I know there's an unemployment tax, too, or something like that.
Huh. Okay.
Anyway, I don't pay. I don't look to that. I'm just a sole proprietor on my taxes. So
do you pay the Medicare?
I'm just a sole proprietor. No, I only pay income tax.
Huh. See, yeah. I don't know much about
all
the paperwork.
I only file for income tax, too. I'm 1099 as well, so.
So you don't have to pay the Medicare thing? Or is that included in the income tax?
I don't know anything about the Medicare thing, and I don't believe I pay it. How's that?
Okay, all right. Know you don't pay Social Security.
I do not. I choose not to pay Social Security. It's not a tax. It's a contribution from the way I understand it. And anyway, let me finish the little blurb he has here, and then we can talk about Social Security. I'm self-employed, and I would love to give myself a 15% raise. You mentioned that you actually received a letter from the Social Security office informing you that it is optional.
Incorrect.
Who do you talk to get such a letter? The only exception I have been able to find is the IRS Form 4029 that allows exemption for religious reasons. That, unfortunately, does not apply to me. Any help would be much appreciated.
He's incorrect on his premise.
What's that?
It was not a letter sent to you.
Right, correct. Let's tell the story of how we decided that Social Security was optional.
Okay.
We were having a Free State Project meeting in Sarasota. You know, you had put together just the Free Staters, that people that had joined voluntarily for the Free State Project.
It should be pointed out that there are local groups scattered throughout the country, mm-hmm. and if there's not a local group in your area, then I'm sure the Free State Project would love for you to start one if you are indeed a member or a prospective member or a friend of the Free State Project. And there's an entire map with all of the details about the local groups and who's in charge and all of that, all at freestateproject.org. So I had put together one of these local groups for the Sarasota, the Suncoast area of Florida, and that's where we were. And there was one gentleman who was there. He was sort of an old-school Libertarian Party guy that had hung around Libertarian Party meetings for a while, and he was also attending the Free State Project meetings, and that was who we're going to talk about here.
Right, and he had...
Name's John.
John, was that his name? I don't even remember. But he had showed us some correspondence between him and the Social Security Administration. He essentially asked several times in several letters, do I have to pay Social Security? And finally, the bureaucrat that was writing him back, nice of them to write him back, finally relented and said, you know, before they'd been dancing around the subject and, you know, talking about how great Social Security was and, you know, contributions and all that other crap, finally relented and said, no, in fact, Social Security was not mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for me, that's enough. I looked at the pieces of paper. They look legitimate to me. You looked at the pieces of paper. They look legitimate to you. Both of us would say that
they could have been a forgery. I suppose
they could. I don't know why.
I didn't look for a watermark or anything like that, but it had the letterhead.
It looked legitimate to me.
There was a phone number there. We could have called it, I suppose.
It makes perfectly good sense to me that Social Security is voluntary. I cannot imagine them putting someone in jail for not paying Social Security contributions. I've never heard of such a thing.
I never heard of it either, no. They've never made an example out of somebody not paying Social Security. They've gone after Willie Nelson. They've gone after Richard Hatch from Survivor. They've gone after Wesley Snipes. These are all recent.
All on taxes.
All on income tax. But no one's ever been attacked based on not paying Social Security.
Right. So neither you nor I have ever gotten any correspondence from the Social Security Administration.
I've gotten correspondence recently. It was back when I was down in Florida. So I guess it was over a year ago. But I got one of those things that shows you how much you paid in to the Social Security.
Everybody gets those, yeah.
And, on mine, it showed several blank years after I had stopped paying in. And mm-hmm. it was like, okay, here you paid $10,000 up through 2002 or 3 or whenever the hell it was. I dropped down,
mm-hmm.
and then zero, 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 zero. So it's not like they don't know. They know, and they didn't say anything about it. Didn't.
Right.
There was no letter attached that said, you better start paying. This and this.
We're concerned that you haven't worked in a long time. What's going on? They didn't say anything like that. I am convinced in my own heart, to my own satisfaction, that Social Security is voluntary. If you wish to convince yourself further, contact the Social Security Administration and get it to your satisfaction. But I've gotten all the information I need from John's letter.
Nick, do you pay?
No. Well, I'm not paying anymore, and I'm not going to pay again.
Excellent. Oh. 1-800-259-9231. But don't people want to know how they can do this, Mark? Because that's sort of the gist I got from some of the emails.
Well,
how do you get it?
Get their address and write to them.
But how do you stop paying, I guess, is the issue. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. and was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes and now is helping thousands. The Sacro Wedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the Sacro Wedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The Sacro Wedgie works when all else fails.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Most accidents occur between 3 and 5 p.m., but how about really bad accidents? Here's a hint. Paul Revere could have been a victim. I won't leave you in the dark, because when we come back, I'll tell you.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Take it from Paul Revere, midnight rides are risky. Although our byways are busiest during rush hours, more than twice as many fatal accidents occur between midnight and 2 a.m. While a major contributor is driving after late-night partying, night vision is also a factor. For a safe midnight ride, make sure that your lights are working, windshield's clean, and headlight aim is properly adjusted. Because drivers blinded by your improperly focused headlights could add to the highway death toll. Oh, yes, if you're drinking, don't forget to designate a driver. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Inviting you online. Go to our website, freetalklive.com. It is all for free. Those are the radio talk show hosts. They want $6-7 a month to access their special features. Well, we've got all their special features and more, and it's all for free at freetalklive.com, including the wiki, over 1,375 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website at wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. And opportunistic lawyers, judges, future ex-spouses, disgruntled ex-employees, and meddling bureaucrats, all these people want your money, your home, and your car. What have you done to protect yourself? At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering your wealth. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. They'll show you how to keep your assets. That's KeepYourAssets.net. All right, so we're in the middle of this email, or I guess we finished the email. We're talking about the Social Security issue. I got a couple of these emails in. Mark, you said you got a whole bunch about
four or five
from people that wanted to know more about this, because we're getting on the air claiming, all three of us now, not to pay, not paying Social Security. Mark, you still pay income taxes. Nick, I presume you are as well.
I file, yes.
And I'm not bothering with any of that stuff. But none of us pay the Social Security. And I think people also want to know how that happens. When you fill out the income tax forms, is there not a special spot for a Social Security amount that you?
Not to my knowledge. I use TurboTax, and so.
So how were you paying it in the past? Had you ever paid it, or did you
Social Security?
Right,
just taken out of my paycheck.
So ever since you've worked for yourself, though, you never have paid Social Security.
That's correct.
Okay, so you wouldn't know how to do it in the first place because you never had.
Right. As far as working for somebody else, you would have to somehow get the accounting department to stop taking Social Security out of your check. How you do that, I do not know.
Well, that's probably where the letter comes in, and you write, you have to get some kind of letter that's official from the Social Security
Administration.
That's a good
idea. Likely the accounting department will find you wanting to opt out of Social Security to be a horrifying proposition.
Right.
And you would need some kind of official letterhead to make the old biddies feel better.
That's a good point, because a lot of accountants are, you know, their jobs depend on the tax system. Not in all cases, but a lot of the people that, especially the ones at H&R Block, the companies that make their money off of the taxes, if you ask one of them, well, can I get away with not paying this? They're going to tell you no. They're going to tell you it's illegal. They're going to, who knows what they'll say. They probably don't know. But if you come in there with a signed document from a Social Security bureaucrat that says it's completely voluntary, I think that would be enough to convince pretty much anybody in business.
Well, and if you really had to, I suppose you could, and you had the money, I suppose you could hire an attorney.
Go after your employer?
Not to go after them, just to give you some counsel on what is the most effective and official way to do this.
I would go in
I'm not sure there's any attorneys that specialize in this, and it could cost you a whole bunch of money.
It could.
I'd go in and offer them halvesies, you know, since they're putting in 7.5 and you're putting in 7.5. I mean, it's 15% is what they're taking out, but you only ever see 7.5% of it. So, Mark, you know, we like to say on the air that in our fantasy world, you'd get all 15%, but if all you can get is 7.5%, if you have to make a deal with the boss to say, hey, you keep the 7.5%, I'll keep my 7.5%, and we'll call it even. Just stop taking this out of my paycheck. That might be enough to motivate him, a little profit incentive to stop withholding.
I don't know. I mean, you have to make quite a bit more on your money in order to make up for that 7.5% you're not getting.
I'm just saying, you weren't getting it anyway, Mark. You weren't getting it at all.
You are going to get it as a return in your Social Security.
Presuming Social Security stays solvent, which is an awfully risky presumption, in my opinion.
Not to mention inflation, which will just chew away at it.
And you know, Social Security, the average Social Security is that you get about 1% return, or you or your spouse.
All I'm saying is, if you have to wheel and deal a little with the boss to make it happen, it seems like it'd be worth it to me. 800-259-9231. Mark, you've got more emails, so let's do a little more. What do you got? Libertarian Party, something or other?
It's different questions.
All right.
Either of these questions works on the show, but it would be great to hear answers to both of them. I heard Ian say recently he's no longer a member of the Libertarian Party.
Not technically correct. It sounds a little more dramatic when I say it that way. I'm a life member. I joined as a life member several years ago. I don't know, early 2000s. Andy, I don't know. I'd have to actually go through some effort to un-life memberize myself.
Right.
So I can't let my subscription expire, but I don't even get the newspaper anymore. And when I moved up here to New Hampshire, I gave them my address that I was moving to, and for some reason, they never sent it to me.
I think the newspaper went to a subscription basis. You have to pay for it.
Well, what a crappy deal. All the more reason to not be involved with those guys.
See, they started a free membership program, but... as an aside, they said you have to pay to get the magazine.
When I signed up, the deal was you got that newspaper for life if you were a life member.
And you should be getting it for life.
I should.
That's what they said.
But I don't care that much. I don't really even have time to read it. And the last few times I got it a year ago, I would just sort of burn through the thing and look at anything that might have caught my eye. Whereas when I was newer into the Libertarian Party, I would read the whole thing, you know, from front to back. Mm-hmm. So am I a member? I'm probably still on the membership rolls. But
they send you pieces of paper asking for money?
Not since I've moved. They must not have processed my address change, so I haven't gotten a damn thing.
Did you
thing
send them an address?
I swear to you I did.
Okay.
But
I'm not sure.
They didn't process it, so I haven't gotten anything from them. Effectively, I am not a member of the Libertarian Party. I haven't gone to a meeting in forever. I'm completely inactive. But go ahead.
Okay. And I've been considering switching my party affiliation to the Libertarian Party after all the presidential voting. But I'm curious about why neither of you identify officially with the Libertarian Party itself.
Well, you should answer that first, Mark.
Well, I think the Libertarian Party is a great educational organization, and I would imagine, especially on the national level, that's what the National Party seems to be about. And it, over 35 years, the word about libertarianism has spread around. People know about it now.
A lot of people owe their... they're experiencing liberty to the Libertarian Party.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt that it's been effective at bringing people into the fold. No doubt.
It's just, you know, I guess I'm of the opinion that the Liberty Movement is beyond the point of educating and to the point of accomplishing something. To getting
We're
people.
Never beyond the point of educating.
I understand what you're saying. There's probably room for all of that. I like to be part of the team that wins. you know, I'm not interested in being on the team that loses. And that's just how my personality runs. So I like the Republican Liberty Caucus. They do a rating.
They advertise
system
with us.
That they do. Mm-hmm. As does, you know, a Libertarian Party candidate, George Phillies.
That's true.
So,
but he's a candidate, not the party.
He's not the party, no. And
nor is he the official candidate.
I don't need the party's Libertarian Party's money to in order to make, you know, have any thought.
You'd like them better, though.
I would like them a little better, but I'm not holding it against them.
Sure.
But, you know, I like the Republican Liberty Caucus simply because I'm of the opinion that they've got some guys in Congress. They're accomplishing something. Now, are there guys, the principled libertarians that some of the party members are? No. But are all the party members of Libertarian Party principled?
No, that's why I'm not involved anymore. I'll get into that here in a moment. But
no. So my opinion is that the Republican Liberty Caucus can get people elected.
Now, Nick, where's your position on this? Were you ever involved in the Libertarian Party?
I was, and as I recall, my membership at this point, I'm probably not technically active.
As far as a paying member?
As far as a paying member, I am registered as a member of the National Party, and I do identify with them, but with organizations like the Republican Liberty Caucus, and particularly Ron Paul, I have no problem working with the Republican Party either.
Sure, polls have shown that most libertarians are willing to cross over and support a good candidate, whether he bears a Republican label or Democrat label or the Libertarian label. Whoever it is that's out there putting out there the message of liberty, they're going to get behind. I mean, it's in 60% plus of Libertarian Party members are behind Ron Paul.
I think the Libertarian Party, it's as a political organization, it's not as if they ever really get that close to political victory. But particularly on the state level, I think candidates do raise a lot of awareness for concepts of liberty. And occasionally at lower level offices, city level offices, they do win. And they can set a good example, at least on a local level.
Absolutely.
So that's the main reason I support them, is at this point getting the ideas out there. And hopefully enough people will hear it. And at some point in the future, there will actually be libertarians elected to a higher office.
800-259-9231. I can explicate my situation a little bit more here in a moment. I was pretty heavily involved with the Libertarian Party. My involvement these days is pretty much nil. I'll explain what happened. And things can change. I could get excited again. I'm open-minded. Well, anyway, this is your show. We'll also talk about the dollar dropping to zero. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live52 is for you. Live52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait. I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah. DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Then go shopping at store.freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of great quality Free Talk Live branded merchandise and even some merchandise that's just an original design that doesn't even have our logo on it. We just thought it was cool. Wanted to sell it to you. All kinds of great stuff. Store.freetalklive.com. Don't forget, you can also go to amazon.freetalklive.com and get all of your shopping done. 41 categories to shop in. Great selection, great free Super Saver shipping deals, and a percentage of your sale goes to Free Talk Live if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Mark, we just finished up an email with a question from a listener about the Libertarian Party and each host's sort of current affiliation status with them. Because I had said on the air the other night that I'm not a member of the Libertarian Party. It's more accurate for me to say I'm not an active member, because I joined as a life member in the early part of this decade, and once you're a life member, you'd probably have to go through some paperwork of some sort to unlife memberize yourself, as I said earlier. But I'm not an active member, and the reason for that was because I got burnt out. Like so many political activists do, I was really hot and heavy doing the political thing down in Sarasota, Florida in the early part of this decade, doing a lot of outreach, doing a lot of events at Sarasota County Fair, various different gun shows, at Gay Pride Fest. I did several of those as well. So outreaching for the Libertarian Party, trying to discover new libertarians, and it was really a positive experience, and I don't regret doing it at all, because it helped me build my my confidence in talking to people in public and that sort of thing. And it was also really cool, because going out and doing the Operation Politically Homeless booth and giving out the world's smallest political quiz, which you can take for yourself if you haven't yet at quiz.freetalklive.com, giving out this quiz is really a cool thing, because you come across all these sort of closeted libertarians, all these people that they are libertarians, but they don't know that they're libertarians, and many of them don't even know what a libertarian is. And so it's really fun to go out and do that sort of outreach. I was doing that with the Libertarian Party. Also, most of it all on my own volition. I was the one setting up the booths. I was the one wrangling the volunteers for the events and that sort of thing. And after you do those events for a while, it's really positive when you do them. Like, you feel good because you're finding new libertarians. But then you get people, you know, to give you their email addresses and that sort of thing, and you never see them again. You never see them show up in a meeting. They don't get active. And obviously that's what you want. I mean, it's good to spread liberty, But it's better to create activists. It's better to find those needles in the haystack, so to speak. And to be fair, I did turn over a handful of activists during my time, but I also processed through thousands of people. And most of those activists are now members of the Free State Project and are moving here to New Hampshire. But eventually it sort of burns on you. Like, your candidates aren't winning. They're not even coming close.
Mm-hmm.
I managed a political campaign while I was down there as well.
Yeah, it was Bill Van Allen's campaign, and I was there for the victory party, as mm-hmm. it were, and... You know, Bill performed probably the best any libertarians performed in quite some time.
4%?
No, that was the first one.
That was the one I managed. I didn't manage the second one.
You didn't manage the second one, but he got like 34% the
second
time.
It was a two-way race.
It was a two-way race.
First time it was a three-way race, which is how it usually is.
So if Bill had run as a Republican in that particular race, he would have won.
Maybe. Possibly. But he would have been going up against the Republican establishment, which is why, in many cases, Mark, it's hard to run as a...
Oh, you mean there was no Democrat?
There was no Democrat in that race.
I'm sorry. If he would have run as a Democrat, he would have at least had a shot.
Right. But as far as running as a Republican, as a Libertarian, it can be tough when you've got an established sort of warmongering, big government-style Republican Party in your area, which they do down in Sarasota. And, you know, all the party leaders don't want to have anything to do with a liberty-minded person rising through the ranks. So it can be difficult to actually get somebody in under one of the regular party labels. It's easier if you're in New Hampshire. For whatever reason.
The GOP is somewhat different culturally and politically.
Everything is different
here. In the South,
yeah.
So.
So, you know, you just get burned out. The candidates aren't winning. You're not turning over really any great new activists or anything like that. And you throw in the towel and you say, screw it. I didn't throw in the towel totally. I shifted my focus to the Free State Project because I found the Free State Project and it clicked instantly. And, of course, if you're just tuning in, the Free State Project is a group of it's an organization designed to move 20,000 liberty-loving activists all to the same state, in this case, New Hampshire, which we've done, Mark. We moved up from Florida about a year ago now. And have them get active for liberty all in the same place. Because the biggest problem the Libertarian Party faces is lack of concentration. They're diluted throughout the country. You got five people showing up for a meeting in a marketplace where there's 500,000 people living there. That's what we were dealing with down in Sarasota. Here, at the drop of a hat, with less than 24 hours notice, 10 activists will show up to do a protest in the morning. You can schedule something the day before and have more people show up for that than would have shown up for a regularly scheduled Libertarian Party meeting down south. So the change from there to here is so drastic and so amazing. I'm so happy I made the move. And so it's not that I became less of an activist. It's that I shifted my activism towards something that I thought would be more effective. And sure enough, turns out it is indeed more effective. So could I be excited by the Libertarian Party and one of their candidates again? Absolutely. Have I been excited since I've been here? No, I don't think there really are very many Libertarian Party candidates around here.
The party kind of crashed and burned. There was a point where the New Hampshire Libertarian Party was one of the stronger ones in the country.
Mm-hmm, I remember that.
They backed Craig Benson a couple cycles back, who was a somewhat Libertarian-leaning Republican. I'd hardly call him a Libertarian. And after that, the party just kind of disintegrated. There was a lot of infighting and...
Typical. That's one of the other things that really got to me was the bureaucracy of the party, mm-hmm. which it affects all political parties. So it's certainly not just a Libertarian thing. But when you're sitting around at a meeting and the purpose of the meeting is to plan some activism and all you've got are people just sniping at each other's ideas, saying why we can't do this and why we can't do that, or we can't give you funds for that or whatever, it's just a mess.
Well, and the two-party system wore down the state party here as well, because For a while, they were getting several percent in statewide races or for U.S. representative back in the 90s. But as they started to dwindle, people didn't vote for them for a couple election cycles. And then they missed, I think it's now a 4% of the vote that you need to become a major party in the state in one of a couple major races. And they didn't get that for a couple years. And once you're out, it's
hard to get back in.
All your time petitioning.
Didn't they also raise the requirement? I thought I heard that they raised the percentage requirement.
I think they raised it, but recently I think it's been reduced slightly.
Huh, okay.
I think they raised it from the 90s, and I think it may have gone back down. I'm not 100% sure on that.
So 800-259-9231. You're welcome to chime into this conversation and explain your current status with the Libertarian Party, why or why not you're still involved. One of the other reasons why I dropped out beyond the local bureaucracy and the local just sort of, I don't know, my burnout factor, also the National Party was really disappointing me as well. When I had joined the Libertarian Party, they called themselves the Party of Principle, and they still do. And when you sign up and you join the party, you have to, unlike any other political party that I know of, you have to sign an agreement that says, I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. That translation means I support voluntary solutions to political or social problems. And they seem to be backing away from that now. They still have that, but as far as the party's policy and the things that they come out with, the press releases, they are not principled like they used to be. They've been sort of taken over from the inside by this cadre of unprincipled individuals that want to water down the Libertarian Party's message. Essentially, their mindset is, we need to be more like those other guys so we can get elected. And that's not the purpose of the Libertarian Party. Yes, it's a political party, so they want to elect people, but also they're supposed to be the party of principle so they can get out there and do the education and show people how important the non-aggression principle is, how important it is to not use force on others. And if you've got a bunch of people infiltrating that movement or that message and saying, well, force is okay here and force is okay here and we're going to back force. We think we should pull out of Iraq but move our soldiers to Pakistan. You know, this is not the party I joined in the late 1990s. So,
yeah. Well, I'm a minarchist and I think they've watered down the message too much. I mean, yeah. It's not just something that anarcho-capitalists or free marketeers would object to. It's something that they've gutted the platform. I mean,
yep.
For anybody who's familiar with the party, the platform used to address almost every policy issue from the position of liberty, and now they've watered it down to, a 10-plank platform that leaves out all kinds of programs and entitlements.
And the same group that's behind that watering down also wants to get rid of the pledge. They also want to get rid of that signature statement that really differentiates the Libertarian Party from every other party. And so with these people in charge and with these people making decisions, they're driving off the real core activists that made the party what it was. People like me, people like you, Nick, we're going away. We'd love to get excited again, but give us something to be excited about.
Well, I hope the people who go away come to New Hampshire for the pre-state.
Exactly right.
At least that would give it a direction.
1-800-259-9231. That's another gripe of mine, is that the Libertarian Party never really got behind the Free State Project.
Not at all.
And I think that's a shame. Hour 3's coming up. You can take control. David Montana, anonymous call on the Amplifier line. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.